Now you'll notice that I use the term land support person, not station manager. Because in those days, the person on land who organized the supplies was the land support person. That's all the title was. Nothing more. They liaised with the station owner. They bought records for us. They collected any individual personal needs that the crew on board might have, which the Dutch tenders would be unable to supply. And then they passed them all off on the ferry across to France, and they were bundled onto the tender and off they went for one's revenge. And there was no question of, this person on land ever giving commands to the people on the ship. He was a support person. He was feeding in, it was almost like an independent country in a way, I suppose. The Ross Revenge was a country. Its exports were music, in return for which it bought goodwill or money or whatever, which allowed to import its needs, which were mainly diesel oil, food, and music. Music in the form of records. So that was how things were going at the beginning of 1987. The system, as I say, was working remarkably well. The station was on the air almost constantly. In fact, during the whole first two-thirds of 1987, it was only off the air for a couple of 2 or 3 hour periods.